This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
My name's Danielle Colcombe and I work for RNIB as a community facilitator. I recently attended the ICANN Awards to celebrate the wonderful achievements of the Lancashire-based Blind Society Galloways. It was Friday night and I was really excited and nervous, and I put on my best party frock and heels, grabbed my recording equipment and jumped on a train to Leyland in Lancashire for the prestigious event. Now, it's estimated that over 163,000 people across the northwest of England are living with sight loss, and local blind societies like Galloway's see daily examples of people living with loss overcoming life's achievements with courage and determination. The awards were created to celebrate what can be achieved by blind and partially sighted people of all ages when they are given the right opportunities, encouragement and support. As I approached the very lovely Wallington Park Hotel, I became a bit giddy at the prospect of our RNIB nominated volunteers potentially winning their respective categories. As we enter, we are welcomed with a glass of bubbly by a very helpful host from Galloway's. There was a definite buzz in the room as people from across the sector network and mingle, and we hear whispers of, "I wonder who'll win," and "Who's that Kevin guy?" Curious myself, I did a bit of research, only to find that Kevin Fitzpatrick is a BBC political correspondent and the guest VIP speaker of the evening. Can you imagine my nerves when I checked the seating plan to find he's sitting right next to me?
Well, I was asked to come along, and when I read some of the background of some of the nominees, some of the things that people have kind of achieved and some of the things that people have done to get nominated to be part of this awards, it was really inspiring. I'm absolutely pleased to be able to come along and tell people a bit about my career, but also I guess reflect on my thoughts on what everybody here is involved in and how they're doing incredible things.
Well, he was very nice, wasn't he? So after that little warm-up and a glass of bubbly, I felt ready to tackle the bigwigs of the evening. So I confidently approached Galloway's CEO, Stuart Clayton, to ask him to say a few words about the importance of the awards.
Well, these awards have morphed, really, over the last couple of years. When we first did it, we decided we wanted to do something to celebrate the wonderful people, volunteers, visually impaired people, around our patch, Lancashire and Sefton. We had such a successful event and the feedback was amazing. It was always going to be a one-off event, but we got such incredible feedback that we decided to do it again. And we also had a lot of contact from other organisations saying, actually, why don't you extend the boundaries? So tonight's about celebrating volunteers, colleagues who work in the sight loss sector, and visually, most important of all, visually impaired people.
So you mentioned the sector and the awards have been repeated because of last year's success. So why isn't a ceremony like this important to Lancashire and the wider sort of region of the Northwest?
Well, I think it is. We don't often... We've got a multitude of agencies and organisations out there. We don't often all come together. We don't often celebrate the generic successes of those people who are working in sight loss, those volunteers who are giving their time up for free in sight loss, and those people that we work with. And my goodness, we work with some incredibly inspirational people. And it's great to say, you know, thank you, it's been a pleasure working with you. But to have a night like this where people can be recognised for their achievements, you know, it's just fantastic. And we heard from Nia earlier on, who's one of my sight loss advisor colleagues working up in Morecambe. Nia's registered severely sight impaired. She's full-time job. She is a fantastic role model for people out there about what they can achieve. So tonight's about what people can achieve and the difference that's made out there.
And you're right, I've only been here 10 minutes and I've already met some really inspiring people, including Mia. So what do you think it means to the VI community to have these awards?
You probably need to speak to the VI community, to be honest. I just think it's something that's uplifting. It recognises their achievements, no matter how small or great they are, and the journeys that people travel. The nominations that we received, you know, over 100, were... I was just saying to a guest earlier on that it was so difficult to get down to three for each category. there's so many people achieving out there. I think the visually impaired community have embraced it, the fact that we want to do something positive and celebrate successes. But really, that's a question for the visually impaired people in this room today.
So you mentioned working in partnership with local agencies and national charities as well, and a lot of them are here tonight. So why is that important for Galloway's and for the sector generally to come together to work more closely with one another?
It makes absolute sense. People that come to you for help don't come for a brand. They come for help. It's critical that we get a package of support for somebody to enable somebody to realise their aspirations, to get back to living independently, etc., by working together, working collaboratively, working collectively, not being precious about brands. This is about, you know, we talk a lot in the sector about, you know, putting people at the heart of everything that we do. Well, we can't do that if we work independently of one another. And today is an opportunity. You see just behind me that we've got a banner up for the South Lake Society. This, when we rang them and said, well, you're coming along for the day, would you like to bring some information to promote what you do? Really? Can we do? I thought this was your. Well, no. This is just a celebration event, and it's critical that we all work together. It's not optional. It's absolutely a necessity.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, here as a representative of RNIB, I know how crucial it is that we work co-productively, and I'm particularly a fan of celebrating the work that volunteers contribute to the sector, and I know there's a specific award for that tonight, of which one of my volunteers is nominated, so we'll see how that goes. But what value do volunteers specifically add to Galloway's and the sector?
Oh, Galloway's, we would probably have to cut more than a third of our activities if we didn't have our volunteers. Volunteers work with us through our finance department, through reception, through our talking newspaper, through our outdoor pursuits programme, through our volunteers at our idea store up in Morecambe. They're a part of our DNA. They allow us to do more for people out there. In terms of the sector, you know, we are not an untypical local society. We're not an untypical sight loss organisation. Most of the local organisations are reliant on volunteers to make sure that we can make a difference out there. The national sector is I think waking up to that a little bit more perhaps, and utilising volunteers. I think it's a case of making sure that we are collaborative in the way that we do that, so we don't step on each other's toes, and that we work together to make sure that we don't have wasteful competition.
Yeah, great way of putting it. Pool our resources.
Absolutely.
Thanks for speaking with me. I'm pleased to be here, so thank you for inviting me, and thank you for hosting the awards, because I think it's really important that we do celebrate the work of the sector, so thank you.
Pleased you've been able to come.
After devouring a wonderful three-course dinner and listening to some wonderful guest speakers, including Kevin's hilarious whistle-stop tour of his journalism career, it's time for the awards. One member of RNIB staff and three volunteers were successfully shortlisted for the awards, but would they go on to win? Nominations were received from 117 people across 10 categories. The breadth of the challenges faced by those nominated was wide, as the geographical area they represented. Nominations spread from Barrow in the north, Liverpool in the south, from Southport in the west to Oldham in the east. Before we get on with the results of the awards, I caught up with the opening speaker, who many people commented on because of her inspirational story. So I'm joined by Nia, who is a sight loss advisor with Galloway's, and Nia has just done a fantastic opening speech for the award. So do you just want to tell me a bit about yourself and your job role and why you're here?
So I'm a sight loss advisor for Galloway's. So my role really is to be there when we're needed, really. You know what it's like in the hospital? You're told that you have a sight loss condition and you just don't know where to start, do you? It's just a whole different world. So we're there really to be that helping hand through their sight loss journey, really. I'm visually impaired as well. I'm registered as severely sight impaired. So I feel like I can, you know, within my role, you know, we know all know how frustrating it is not being able to see the newspaper or see your iPad very well and things like that. So we're there really to just provide that support where we need to, really.
Yeah. And you mentioned you're visually impaired yourself,
yeah.
and I can relate to the experiences you were talking about in your opening speech, because I'm sight impaired myself, so
right.
So even just getting here today, you know, the planning of the journey and everything that's involved.
Planning the bus routes, the train journeys.
Exactly. So is it that element of lived experience that really helps you within your role?
I think so, really, because I'm able to relate to, you know, I know what it's like not being able to recognise people and how that, you know, in uni I said in my speech, not being able to say I've made a friend one day and they might be sitting on a table with a space next to them, but I've not seen them and I just go sit wherever I can see it, mm-hmm. the next space. And I think that's, you know, them kind of things, them social situations. And then when you're out and about in uni, say in a nightclub, I have been left on my own on a dance floor and trying to find that exit, you know, where to go. It's all these kind of experiences. But the most thing I find is when I'm speaking to people is that frustration. Because people who lose their sight maybe later in life with macular degeneration, they're used to picking up a newspaper and just skimming through it. So it's like managing expectations and saying, this is a magnifier, it's really good, but it might take you a bit longer to read that newspaper, or you might need a brighter light, or, you know, things like that. So just kind of going through things like that. But that ability to relate to people, I think, does help a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you talked a lot about peer support and how that's useful within the work that you do. So do you think that is the way forward for support? And
Definitely. I think so. Like, I remember once I organised a trip to the Apple shop in the Trafford Centre in Manchester. That was for tech support. And the workshop was fantastic, but the best thing was, on the way there and the way back, we had this group of visually impaired people who were had an interest in technology. But the best thing was, they were like, oh, have you tried this with VoiceOver? Have you tried that? Or have you tried this with your tins? Have you tried that? And that's just through natural conversation. And knowing that you're not on your own, and that all these little things, like not being able to see the bus as it's coming towards you, you're not on your own experiencing that. And I think that is really, really powerful and can make a massive difference.
It's very, very powerful. And I know it certainly helped me a lot through my experiences.
It helped me in school, just that, like as I said in the speech, just because in secondary school I was very much one of my own, segregated. Then I had a one-to-one with me, a lady called Stephanie, who was fantastic, but she was about 20 years older than me, and none of my peers wanted to come and talk to me because I had this lady in a flowery skirt who was absolutely lovely. I loved her, but no one felt that they could approach me because I had this lady with me all the time. It's very isolating. So that peer support, I remember speaking to people who had experienced the same things as me, and I was like, oh, it just brings you out yourself, doesn't it?
It's so glad you're not alone, aren't you?
Yeah, especially, you know, in mainstream, you are on your own, kind of. Yeah. And you kind of bundle together with a lot of other groups of people that maybe you wouldn't necessarily have spent your time with, or, you know, you don't necessarily click with. It's more through your abilities than your personality and things like that. So, peer support is definitely, and it's something that Galloway's is really passionate about as well. So that's really good.
It's great that Galloway's are hosting this award show.
Yeah,
so what do you think, what does this mean to the sector, to the sight loss community?
I think, obviously, it's covered by the newspapers as well. So raising awareness of sight loss, the fantastic services that Galloway's provide, but also the fantastic work that has been delivered within the community, you know, the eye health professionals, just raising awareness of sight loss and the challenges and boundaries that come with it, but also demonstrating that maybe you don't always know if someone's visually impaired, it is an invisible disability, and not judging a book by its cover, looking at their abilities rather than their disability.
Oh, great. That summarises really fantastically why we're here tonight.
Yeah.
Are there any awards to look out for, anything you're excited for?
I think the Sports Award and the Eye Health Award or Organisation Award, looking at fantastic work that the colleagues are doing in the sight loss sector. I'm looking forward to that bit, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, we'll get on with the night and we'll look forward
definitely.
To the awards.
Thank you.
Good
very
to speak
much.
To you.
Thank you.
So after what was a suspenseful and inspirational series of announcements and speeches, I managed to grab a couple of the elated winners for comment whilst clutching at their sparkly award plaque. First up, I spoke to Lynn Rennison, who founded the peer support group Sightseekers, and volunteers for RNIB as well as Galloway's.
So congratulations, Lynn.
Thank you,
Danielle. You've just won the Influence Award. How do you feel?
Well, I still feel a little bit overwhelmed, really, because I don't really think I'm doing anything, but obviously...
What exactly was the nomination for?
I think the nomination was for education and influence.
And is that to do with your work with Sightseekers?
Yes, I think it's to do with my work... Well, I'm sure it's to do with my work with Sightseekers, but I don't think it really just begins and ends with Sightseekers. I think it's hopefully the passion that I show for anybody who's VI, no matter what age, what sex, whatever. It's being VI that I have the passion for.
Just to give a little bit of context, the group Sightseekers is something that you set up in Chorley, wasn't it, to support people in the community after a living with sight loss course.
That's right.
So was it that you found there wasn't much else available, so you just decided to go ahead and sort your own peer support?
I think the main thing is you find that when people come together in sort of little groups like that, especially on the Living with Sight Loss course, you find that people get really excited about wanting to stay in touch with each other, because sometimes with your sight loss and your sight loss journey, you've been isolated in the house for so long, or you've just put yourself in a really bad place. And I think when it comes to the peer support group, people get really excited about it, and they want to meet up. They need to meet up, because it enriches your life so much.
And it clearly has done quite a lot for yourself, if you don't mind me saying as well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like I've said before, Sightseekers have given me a reason to exist day by day, to have a passion and do things for my Sightseeker family.
Well, many, many congratulations on winning the award. I think it's about time that peer support was widely recognised, and you certainly are an inspiration, and you have influenced a lot of people, so thank you for...
Thank you, Danielle. Yeah. I'm a winner!
Yay! Another winner on the night was Douglas McCleary, who won the Young Person of the Year award. I think Douglas was a bit shy. So I'm with Douglas at the moment, who's just won our Young Person's Award. So, hi, Douglas.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell me a bit about what it is you do?
I like drawing old buildings and stuff.
So what have you been nominated for tonight?
The Young Person's Award.
And what kind of things are you involved in?
Is it drawing and making short films?
Tell me about your short films.
Well, when I was going up to secondary school, Jan Quinn, who used to be in Sighted by South Lakes, helped make a film for the secondary school staff so then they could find out about me without having to look through lots of paperwork.
Okay, do you really enjoy that, making films?
Yeah, it was good.
Good experience?
Yeah.
So can you tell me a bit about your visual impairment?
I've got ocular albinism, nystagmus, astigmatism, no depth of vision. I think that might be about it.
So quite a range of conditions there. What has it meant to you to be nominated for this award?
It's really meant a lot.
And then winning?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're a true inspiration to young people out there.
Thanks.
What would you say to anyone who's young with a visual impairment who may be looking to get out there and make a difference?
A visual impairment doesn't stop you doing what you want to do.
That's great advice.
Thanks.
Well, congratulations and thank you again.
Thank you.
Another winner I spoke to on the night was Maria Pulkowski, an eye clinic liaison officer working with RNIB. So I'm with Maria. Congratulations, Maria. You've just won the Eye Health Professional Award.
Yeah,
well done.
I was very emotional about it. It was very... I feel very proud to get the award.
Do you want to tell me a bit about the work that you do?
I work in the eye clinic at St Helens as an eye clinic liaison officer. And I see about 100 people a month. And last year I saw about 1,200 people. Last year, sorry. Do apologise, I don't think I could manage that. And I'm so passionate about my job because I'd like to help people, sight loss prevention, people who are going through sight loss, making sure that they get the right help. So I'm the gateway to all the services.
Someone described you as a bit of a daredevil, so do you want to tell me what that means, please?
Well, I like a challenge every single year, so I've done wing walking, done paragliding, whitewater rafting, 100k walks, skydiving, I go skiing every year, I've just been on the tall ships for a week, and I've climbed the mast up to the crow's nest, and many more. So if anybody's got any ideas out there, send them to me, because I'd love some challenge.
So you truly are an inspiration then. I feel tired just listening to that range of activities yeah. you're doing. So what does it mean to you to win the award tonight?
I feel overwhelmed. I just think that I feel it's an achievement.
And what does it mean for the sector to have award ceremonies like this to celebrate the work that you do?
I think it's a fantastic award ceremony, and I think, you know, if people are doing such a good job, get nominations in for the next one.
Next one. So we'll see you next year then. Maybe you'll be presenting an award then.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. I'd love to do that.
Well, congratulations again. Good luck for all your future work.
Okay, thank you.
I was also really pleased to get a few minutes with another winner. This time it was RNIB volunteer and Inspirational Achievement Award winner, Mark Rogerson.
So I'm joined by Mark. Congratulations, you've just won an award.
Yeah, unbelievable. There were so many good nominations against me, but I'm really, really shocked. I don't even know what to say. It's just one of those things. I'm not dropping speechless, but I am tonight.
Inspirational Achievement, that was the award that you were put forward for. So, and the judges tell us that there wasn't even a category for that, but yours and the other nominations were just so outstanding they couldn't not put you through.
Yeah, again, it's all a bit weird. I don't class myself as an inspiration as such. I just do what I can to help people, and I get all my enjoyment out of volunteering and raising money, so this is just like the icing on the cake, really, for me. So
you sound very humble, so I won't embarrass you too much. I just want to know, what do the awards mean to the sector and to yourself personally?
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, it's such a great event to celebrate everything that the people living with sight loss are going out there and doing, and listening to everybody's story tonight, and there's so many inspirational people out there, and as it happens, I've turned out to be the award winner for the inspiration. But it just means an awful lot to me, that the fact that people recognise what I'm doing, even though I don't really want people to recognise what I'm doing. It's just one of them things, I'm glad it's happened, and I just, like I say, I just really am speechless. I just cannot think, you know, with all of the amazing stories out there, why I've been picked, but I have been picked. So I'm just going to carry on doing what I'm doing and get my enjoyment out of it that way.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? And you do seem to get a lot of pleasure out of what you do, so congratulations again.
Thank you very much. Yep. Yeah.
Of course, award ceremonies often couldn't happen without their sponsors. So I spoke with the Eric Wright Group, who managed to make this evening happen. They're huge supporters of Galloway's.
So I'm with the Eric Wright Group, is that correct?
Correct,
You guys have sponsored this evening's awards. Do you want to just introduce yourselves and tell me a bit about what you do?
I'm Eric Wright, and we're a big construction company based in the Northwest. A whole range of construction operations. I formed a charitable trust in 1980. And now my wife and my colleague Michael have taken over the trust, and the trust owns the company. So their job is to give money away to charities, principally in the Northwest, that require support. And hence, Galloway's have been coming to our outdoor centre in the Lake District for about 9-10 years now. And so we appreciate what they do. It's just amazing that contribution to partially sighted people or blind people. Alison has got a particularly close association with them, and we sponsored this 18 months ago, and we want to be part of it. So it's just incredible, their contribution to society, isn't it?
Yes. So, Alison, you're the woman with the purse strings, is that right?
Indeed, yes. So I am a trustee of the Eric Wright Charitable Trust, and we support Galloway's as much as we can do in financially, so that they can... Last year, they actually had four young people qualify in the low vision unit, and we are very proud of that, and we love that unit, and it helps an awful lot of people get through terrible times in their lives. So we're very proud to be part of the Galloway's family, and we hope to stay with them for many years to come.
I think the fact that you're here and able to offer that support is incredible, and I agree, offering support to organisations like Galloway's is really important. So without you, these awards wouldn't have been able to take place. So what do you feel has been the highlight of this evening, and why do you think the awards are important for the sector?
Well, I think that all the nominees for the awards, every one of them is a winner, and it just inspires other people who aren't partially sighted or blind, it inspires them to see what can be done in their lives. The young people, they've gone through, traumas in their lives, and they've got through it so wonderfully. I mean, they're so beautiful speakers, and they've achieved things. We have a centre in the Lake District that Galloway's comes to, and they come twice a year, and there's about 30 blind and partially sighted people come, and they mountain climb, they canoe, they sail, they do things that they never thought they'd be able to do, and our staff are just in awe of everything they can achieve. It is just wonderful, and we are proud of what they can do, and they do it with good humour. They are very, very funny, amusing people. They should all be comedians on the stage, and it's just a wonderful society. Anything to do with an impairment, whether it's blind, deaf, or any of these things, affects whole families, not just that one person, whole families, and they all seem to pull together, and it's just marvellous. We're very pleased.
I mean, not only does it inspire other people with problems, whatever, it inspires all of us that are fortunate not to have such
Absolutely.
Problems. You sit back in awe and see what people can do.
Yeah.
And, of course, it sets completely new standards for you personally when you look at these people and think, they are so brilliant at tackling these challenges. I wonder if I could get anywhere near as good as them if I was faced with the same difficulties. Hugely inspirational. Our staff, the highlight of their year, and they deal with children and all schools and so on, but the highlight of their year is to deal with Galloway's, because Galloway's radiate enthusiasm and joy when they come. It's the highlight of our staff's year is when Galloway's come to Waterfowl.
And I've experienced some of that radiation tonight, because the awards themselves have been incredible, haven't they? So,
yeah.
And I think the point that you picked up on about raising awareness is really crucial. So for those people who are fortunate enough not to experience any sight loss, do you think that these awards are really important to kind of highlight the incredible work that not only the sector does, but that a disability doesn't have to hold you back in life?
I mean, it's we make an effort to go and have dinner with them in the evenings, and we come away lifted in so many ways. I mean, there's times we've come back with tears in our eyes. I mean, the last time we were there, which was only 3-4 weeks ago, there was a chap there who was impressive in tall. He's 6'7", and I said, well, when did your eyesight go? He said he was about 45. He said 11 months ago. He said I was a long distance lorry driver, and it went over 3 days, and I'm completely blind. And I was in the depths of despair, which you know, everybody could relate to that, until he found Galloway's. Mm-hmm. And he's now already been three times to Water Park. Mm-hmm. And he's actually saying that he's never been fitter in his life. He's now climbing mountains, he's sailing. And we come away feeling that that's just inspirational. Got to be.
So it's thanks to your sponsorship that Galloway's are able to provide the support and the excursions and to the communities?
Partly. I mean, our charity, it's a very big charity and we do a lot of organisations, but we seem to have an affinity with Galloway's because they are so lovely. And when my colleague, Mike Collier, and myself, we actually saw the low vision unit working, and we couldn't believe that a simple situation of giving someone something to just look through could change someone's life that had struggled for years. It was the most simple thing. And why was it not done through an optician or, you know? So we love the low vision unit. It changes people's lives. And there's many organisations that do blind and partially sighted. And we are associated with Galloway's because we know them. But I think everyone that works in this sector is rewarded with humour and patience, because there's a lot of sadness.
The thing that they get, apart from learning to sail and to climb and do all these outside things, probably the main thing they get from each other is a reciprocal appreciation of each other's difficulties, how they cope with it, and the friendship. They just sit down on the lakes of Coniston, on the shore, in the evening, having had dinner, there's a big roaring fire, and they bond. It's that fellowship between people with similar problems, and how they've tackled those problems encourages each of them.
Yeah.
And if we can be a small part of that, we just think it's terrific.
I think with blindness, as people, if they're young and they're blind and they're growing up, they are very isolated. And like the young lady who was speaking tonight, she didn't know anyone that had impaired vision. So they've gone through most of their young lives never meeting anyone. So the fact that there are centres where there are people with the same disability, that does create friendships. They can ring each other up and say if they're really fed up with the world or if there's something fun happening, and I think that's very important. Social, interactive activities and things are very, very important, and that's what we try to achieve with our charity. So that's
brilliant. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
The ICANN Awards was a truly moving evening. My congratulations go to the entire army of nominees, and my thanks go to Galloway's for hosting such a fun-filled evening. I was so caught up in the enthusiasm of the event that I ended up missing my train home.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.